Good morning. Joy to be back with you on the broadcast again today for the preaching of the Word of God. I invite you to the house of God this morning. Trust that you're getting ready now to be in Sunday school and church today throughout the day and enjoy the Lord. I tell you, if you're saved, you've got one place to be on Sunday morning, and that's in the house of God. Amen. Jesus Christ died for the church, gave himself for it. And one day going to come back and get it. I'm looking for him to come. I believe he's going to come real soon to get his people. Thank God. So it's a joy to be here on Sunday morning again. Thank you for taking time to tune in. Hope we can be a blessing and a help to your heart this morning. And you just mind the Lord today and pray for needs. Pray for these that's lost loved ones. We've got some that have lost their loved one this week, and we want to remember them in prayer. God would help them and touch them in this hour of separation. And pray for the services throughout the day that God would save some precious sinner. Somebody out there is lost this morning. Somebody needs a Savior, and I trust that you'll pray that God would move and bless and touch in their lives and draw them to himself today. They'd respond and come to repentance and faith in Christ. And just let God have his way this morning. We love you this morning. Thank God for you. And trust that God will bless you real good today as you meet in the house of God. Pray for the broadcast that God would use it for his glory this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for this day, the privilege we have once again, Lord, to come before the microphone and bring the Word of God today. Pray your blessings upon the broadcast, that you bless it, bless those in radio land this morning that's got needs in their lives. I pray that you would comfort them and help them in this hour, and that, Lord, meet their needs according to your perfect will. I pray, God, for that when the son's saved today, that this might be the time they'll turn their heart to the Savior and find the peace that only you can give this morning. Have your will, have your way throughout the day. Bless your men of God as they stand to proclaim the Word today, faithfully preaching the Word of God. I pray your blessings upon them this morning. Bless every need. Bless the Sunday school hour as the churches meet together. Oh, God, revive again our Sunday school in this day and time which we live. Have your will, have your way. Revive your people and everything that you do. God will honor you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we want to invite you to be with us today in the services here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at, and trust you will come today and be in the house of God with us this morning. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, worship service 10:45, and then back at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then 7 o'clock for a Wednesday evening prayer meeting. And so you be with us throughout this week, and I believe that you'll receive a blessing from the Lord if you'll do so. So it's good to be here this morning. Thank God for the privilege to come before the microphone again. Try to bring the Word of God to you and try to bring to you some songs that would help your heart this morning. And I hope it'll be a real blessing to you now. And so you listen now as the songs are sung this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today. Amen.
I wandered in darkness. I traded my life for a world of good time. No peace in my heart.
Jesus. But the shepherd sought me through the heat and the cold. The 99 he left in the fold to find this lost sheep that was hungry and cold.
I tell you, it's good when a prodigal goes home and gets back with the father. What a blessing this morning. I tell you, some of us, and most of us, know what that's all about. There's not been a time that we haven't got where we used to be with the Lord. But I tell you, that old prodigal son found his way home. But he found a father that loved him, and thank God for that. Hope that was a blessing to you this morning. And have another one now. Hope you enjoy this as he sings. Amen.
This incredible mold remover gel can restore your back.
As I journey through this land of sorrow, the way seems so strange and unknown. For I cannot find the way alone. I cannot find the way without thee. Dear Lord, look down from thy throne and make the light to shine around me. For find the way alone. I have no other friend to guide me, and I am so weak and undone. Walk a little find the way.
don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies they turn to gray. I don't worry for the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today I'll walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow
Amen. I tell you, I don't know who holds tomorrow, but I do know who will hold our hand. Amen. Thank God for that. We do know that we are in the Lord's hands today. What a blessing it is this morning. All right. We're going to take our Bibles and turn back, of course, to the Word of God, the book of Nehemiah this morning. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, we've been trying to maybe last Sunday preach a little bit on that, getting back to the book, getting back to the Word of God, and what a great man of God that he Nehemiah was, and Ezra, of course, the scribe that was there with him, and what a blessing these men were to Israel at that time. And I tell you, painting a good picture of what the Lord's doing with the church today, and how he can use God's man and God's Word to revive his people and to stir the hearts of those that knows what it is to serve God. We're not having any problem today with the world. We're having a problem with religion distorting the worship of God and all the things that's going on in our land today. How many things that are accepted today by the church that are unscriptural? And what a blessing it is we've still got the Bible, the precious Word of God. What's wrong with the world today and the church world today is they don't have a valid Bible. They don't have a valid Word of God. You got a King James Bible, you better stick with it because you'll find that it holds the truth and doesn't take anything away, doesn't add anything to it. And every other one are gauged by this Bible, amen. But you get you a good King James Bible. I'm not talking about the new King James. I'm talking about the old King James Bible, the Word of God. And read it, study it, live by it, and it'll be a help and a blessing to you this morning. So it's a joy to be here to broadcast time this morning again. The book of Nehemiah chapter 8, we are begin reading there some scriptures and get down to these the things that are that we need to pay attention to for the men of God that are laboring, that are standing for the truth, that are standing in the gap, making up the hedge, and standing faithful, that's holding the church in its rightful place in worship and in preaching of the Word of God. And we've got some men that are standing today. Thank God for them. And we ought to back them. We ought to support them. And we ought to help them as they labor for the Lord Jesus Christ. By our presence and by our practice, we ought to validate what they're preaching. Amen. Because it's true. And these men that are standing for the truth today, that are standing for God, the virgin birth, old-time religion, worship of God, and the reading of the Word of God, holy living, sanctified living, living for the Lord Jesus Christ, and some call it legalism. That's what they try to call it today. If you try to say there's some things that are not right, they'll call you a legalist today. But I'm telling you, if it's in the Word of God, go ahead and preach it. Just go ahead and preach it, because it'll stand when the world's on fire. And so we find that in Nehemiah chapter 8, where the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. It bring the book to us. They wanted the Word of God. If there's anything that'll help our society today and help our church world, it's the Word of God. We need the Scriptures. We need the Bible, the blessed Word of God. Read it. Preach it, believe it, amen, practice it. And that's what it's for this morning. It's not given for just a decoration in the house to make it look good on the coffee table when the preacher comes by, but it's something that we need to read and to study on a daily basis, the Word of God. And so we need that today. And to get back to that this morning. And so it's a joy to have the Bible, the Word of God. And the people there recognized the need that was in their lives. They recognized that they were away from the Lord. In the book of Nehemiah, if you'll read the whole book this morning, you'll find they recognized that they're away from God. And there was a need in the land. There began to be a stirring in the land because one man got a burden for the Israel and for the work of the Lord, for the house of God, got a burden for it and began to preach and began to do something about it in his day. And so God began to move. God was moving. God supplied the need for this man to go back to the land under the authority of the king that he was held bondage under and go back to the land. They supplies needs and to pay his way and provide the things that was needed in the land in that day. So God knows how to move. If he can just get his people to move, he knows how to get things done for the glory of God. And so he did that very thing. He supplied the means to get back to the land. There in the heart of Nehemiah was a heart that was beating with a burden for the work of the Lord, for the worship of the Lord. And he was stirred when he saw the things that was in disrepair in the house of God. And so God began to use him for the glory of God. And now he began to get together, form the people there, and get them together. And they began to work, and they began to get things restored and rebuilt in the land of that day. And they began to support the men of God. So God raised some men up with him. God's always got some folks that will support the men of God. And so God raised up some men that was with him and supported him and stood with him. And so they stood together with him. Now, down in verses... verses 4, Ezra the scribe stood above upon a pulpit of wood, which they made for that purpose. Now, there was a pulpit involved in this discourse. There was a pulpit involved. There was the Word of God involved. So the Word of God needs a pulpit to be placed upon to preach the Word of God. And so a pulpit is very necessary for the Word of God. There's a symbol there. It symbolizes authority that God has produced in the Word of God to preach behind that pulpit, place the Word of God upon that pulpit, and declare what thus saith the Lord. And so he was there. The pulpit was prepared for them. Somebody prepared that pulpit. Somebody got it ready. Somebody put that pulpit in its place with a burden for God to put somebody behind that pulpit with the Word of God and preach to the people of God. There was somebody there. And I want you to notice some things about this. I'll try to slow down a little bit this morning and try to bring to you some thoughts here about these men of God that were behind him. Now the Bible said there was Ezra the scribe, and then there was stood beside him. And look at these men that stood beside him. If there's ever been a need today in the religious world that we're living in today, and for the men of God that's got a pulpit and a church that's preaching the gospel, it's for some men to stand behind the man of God. We need to support that man of God. And so there's a very clear thing here in the scriptures, and I want to try to bring a little bit out to you this morning. And first of all, there was those on his right hand, and the Bible said that there stood Matthiah and Shema and Anna and Urijah and Hilkiah and Messiah on his right hand. So there were some men standing there on his right hand. Now these men, their names meant something. They back in those days, they named them for a purpose, and so these names meant something here. And that you'll find that first of all, there was the first man, the Bible said, and there's Matthiah. And what did that mean? It meant a servant of the temple. He was a servant of the temple. That's what his name stood for. He served in the temple of God. He was serving there, supporting the men of God. His faith was first and foremost, had his faith in the God of Israel, and he was standing for the things of the Lord, and he was standing for the gathering of the people of God together as a church in that day, as Israel, then also supporting the house of God, the pulpit of God, the Word of God. He is supporting the man of God. So God had somebody on Ezra's side there that was supporting what he was doing. And we need that today in our land today. And now I tell you, we need some men that will support the Word of God. I support the temple, the house of God. Stand for the house of God. Amen. And that may not be ashamed of it. And then there was not only that, but there was Shema. And what did Shema mean? That mean echo. He was echoing what Ezra was saying. That meant he was saying, amen, and amen. He was echo. It was an echo. He was repeating what the man of God was teaching and preaching of the Word of God. So we need some people today that will echo what the man of God is preaching and teaching behind that pulpit. Amen. And when he's not there, echo out what he was saying when he's not there. Amen. I'm telling you, there was an echo. And we need to be an echo of what's being preached of the blessed Word of God. Not ashamed of it. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And so there was an echo. There's a man with an echo. I mean, he was standing for the truth. Amen. And then the Bible said there also was Shema and also Ananias. And there was Ananias. What did his name mean? Not his name meant Jehovah has answered. It means God has been active in answering a prayer. And what was God doing there with Israel and with Nehemiah in that land? God had answered the prayer of the men of God. Nehemiah got that burden back in the land as he was exiled from his homeland. He got the burden for the people of God and for the house of God and for the work of God. God answered his prayer. God answers the prayer of those that are burdened for the work and are praying without ceasing for God to stir and to bless and to save and revive and move in a special way. There can still be a revival in our hearts today, that the church world may be cold and indifferent and stirred up in false religion and false things going on today, and liberalism and all the things that are taking place without holiness and without godliness. But I'm telling you, God's got a group of people today that believe please the word of God. And brother will say, God has answered prayer. And God has answered prayer. Now, why did he say that? Because the pulpit was right there before him. And because the man of God was behind the pulpit. And on the pulpit was the word of God. And that's exactly what's needed for revival in our day today. Is that the men of God with the word of God behind the pulpit of God and preaching the word of God, and somebody that's supporting that God has answered our prayers. Amen. God has answered our prayers. And so, brothers, today, if anything ever gets done for God, it'll have to come from God's people. I'm telling you, brother, that we need to be praying that God revive us some way or another. God would stir in the hearts of his people and to bring revival in the church of the living God today. I'm not talking about a bunch of racket, but I'm talking about real spiritual worship and the brother and godly living go along with it. And now, never have seen a liberal place yet that didn't have ungodliness in the way they dressed and how they did and what they were doing. But I'm telling you, brother, when God's around, when the word of God is being believed and it's being preached and it's purity and there's power, and there's a stirring among the people and the dedication of their lives, and they're getting rid of some things that they were weights and sins. How long has it been since you heard somebody preach on weights and sins? Amen. The weights that are weighting you down, the things that are holding you back, the sins that are besetting you, and the little sins that are getting at right in the middle of everything and taking the joy and the power of God away from the church services and both for the men of God today. What we need is revival and a stirring in their midst, and let God, God has answered prayer. When God stirs, we can say God did that. It wasn't what we done, but it's what God done. Amen. Ezra couldn't say that, look what I've done. Nehemiah couldn't say, look what I've done. But I tell you, they can say, look what God has done. And God had a man right there to say, God has answered prayer. I can almost see that man of God, that old servant of God that's standing there beside of Ezra as he pointed that finger at that congregation and says, God has answered prayer. And God has answered prayer. And brother, we can say that when we pray and God answers. We can say, God has answer prayer. We need some men today that will support the man of God, stand behind him, and brother fortify him, and brother believe him, and to pray for him and support him, and today let God use him to stir our hearts and preach on our sins and preach away our weights and get us right with God where we can worship God in spirit and in truth. Oh, what we need today is some men that will support the man of God. Amen. Somebody support the man of God. So there he was. And there was old Ananias. He was, Jehovah has answered. And now I've not got time to cover the rest of them today. We'll go further than that next week. But I'm telling you, my friend, we need some stirring of God among the house of God today. Need a pulpit that's on fire for God. Need the man of God with the book of God before him and the spirit of God within him and some men of God around him that'll support him. And they preach, preacher. Preach the word of God. Declare the scriptures. And brother, he'll preach harder and he'll preach better and stronger for the glory of God if we'll support him. And brother, let God stir his heart and do what needs to be done in his life. And God will answer prayers and God will bring revival and God will stir our churches and stir our hearts as individuals as we try to follow the word of God. Well, it's been a joy to be here today in this broadcast. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. Tune us in on next Sunday. May God bless you, is our prayer. Until then, amen.